Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Smart guys wanted to fit in, so they made up a term called analytics. Analytics don't work. What analytics did the Miami Heat have? What analytics did the Chicago Bulls have? What analytics do the Spurs have? They have the best players. They have coaching staffs who make players better. And like I say, the Rockets sucked for a long time. So they went out and paid James Harden a lot of money. They got better. Then they went out and got Dwight Howard. They got better. They had Chandler Parsons. And no, this year they went out and got Ariza. The NBA is about talent. All these guys who run these organizations who talk about analytics, they have one thing in coming. They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game, and they never got the girls in high school, and they just want to get in the game.
So, how many of us have had that experience one way or the other? Charles Barkley there with his opinion on NBA analytics as the teams head into the All-Star Weekend. Basketball and sports talk radio, the action at number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in conversation radio, news talk radio, sports talk radio, that sort of thing. And we are focused on the second week of February, ending Friday the 13th. All right, so let's review, shall we, this hour, the top 10 talk topics of the week. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which follows what's going on in the talk radio industry, is in charge of monitoring talk programming. And so this hour is devoted to a summation of the top 10 issues with analytics, if you will, examples of the conversations. So that's number 10, Sports Talk Radio.
Number 9.
Ah, 50 Shades of Grey. Lots of conversation about that. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program that I host with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler, Jen and I talked to talk radio psychologist Dr. Joy Brown about what she thought about this much-talked-about movie, which will hit the theaters over the weekend.
First of all, I have to understand, I've been getting calls from mothers who say, my 13-year-old wants to go. How do I prohibit her from going? And I'm saying, you can't. She'll sneak in. Go with her. All right. So let me tell you, if you take the sex out of 50 Shades, and we'll come back to it, don't worry, it is badly acted, badly scripted, stupid, meaningless. The music is over the top, and it makes no sense. And the character development makes no sense. Yeah, it's stupid. Okay. Now, both of the leads are pretty neat of the act. One bites her lip the entire time, the other glowers. Okay. Now, if you put the sex back in, the sex is genuinely erotic. It is shot like a soft porn, or maybe slightly higher porn. There are continuity issues in there. It's a mess, but it is sexy. Now, the problem for me, because there are other stupid movies that are sexy, is that it suggests that, first of all, and they cheat because, you know, the billionaire, I think in the book he was like 35 or something, and this one's 27, so the difference in their age is only about 5 or 6 years. Supposedly, he was with another woman until he was 21, and then he's had 15 women since then, which we never even ask about. But the idea being that, that first of all, dominance and bondage is something you do incrementally, which is true, that the end point is actually to control somebody and hurt them. And I think given the fact that domestic violence is the second major cause of women under the age of 40, preceded only by car accidents, the movie sucks. So your kid's going to see it. You should go with them and talk to them about it.
Number 8. How to follow that one up. Okay, number 8 this week. Something else that has people's eyebrows going up, down, and sideways, Bruce Jenner's deal. Is he going to change his sex? This is Talk's Bill Carroll with Dax Holt from TMZ. They discuss Mr. Jenner, who's still making headlines. You may recall during the week he was involved in a car crash on the Pacific Coast Highway that ended in the death of one of the people in one of the cars.
Did he rear-end a car that had stopped, or did he run into an accident that was already happening? What was the situation?
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out right now. Basically, there was multiple cars involved. There was a Prius, which was up front, then the Lexus, which the woman was in that passed away, and then Bruce's SUV behind, and then there was a Hummer coming the opposite direction. So, what they're trying to figure out is why this Prius stopped ahead of the Lexus. They're going, it was 300 feet away from the stoplight. The Prius driver is saying, well, there were cars in front of me that stopped, but what they're kind of thinking is there's a possibility that this person went to go do a U-turn, an illegal U-turn, because you know how when you're driving down PCH, so a lot of people will stop, U-turn so they can get a parking spot on the side of the road.
Sure, yeah.
They'll do illegal turns.
Well, so, no, I've actually threatened to shoot people when I see a parking spot on PCH. You'll do whatever it takes. You get someone out of the car.
Well.
You go stand there with that automatic weapon, and you guard that spot.
But I guess why they're a little confused, because if there was all this traffic backed up from the light, then why would they have all been going so fast? You know, they would have seen the traffic stopping ahead of them, and this is like an immediate stop. So that's why they're kind of figuring maybe this Prius stopped and doesn't want to admit that they were doing an illegal turn.
Was Jenna rounding a corner or anything?
No, not really. Not in this area.
Great path. Well, why is he following so closely that he can't get stopped? I mean, that's the other question, right?
That is the other question. But you know what it is. Like, you didn't think you were that close, but then everyone slams on their brakes. Your reaction time has to be really fast.
No, come on. That's never happened to me. I've never come in within an inch of hitting someone else's butt. Right? And California traffic is weird like that. It can be just sipping along, and suddenly everything just freezes.
Just done.
Right in front of you, yeah.
And the thing is, if you would have just slammed right into the back of the Lexus, I think the situation would be completely different, but he went to swerve and then clipped the back end of it, which forced it into oncoming traffic. And that impact is what killed the driver of the other car.
Totally normal reaction, too, though, by the way.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, a lot of people will try to swerve out of the way, you know, just so they don't make impact, and unfortunately it just wasn't enough time. But there were a lot of talk about, was he on the phone? Is that why his reaction time wasn't fast enough? Was he texting? And Bruce was very cooperative with everyone, you know, was willing to hand over any records. Yeah, he did the field sobriety test. He was answering all questions, doing anything they asked. But we did find a photo. It appeared to be a cigarette that he had in his hand, not a phone like the cops had originally thought.
Ah, a big athlete like that smoking? So there we go with the number 8 issue this week. I don't know if it's an issue. I think so far we haven't got any issues. We're talking about happenstance. We're talking about things that are going on. We're talking about things, frankly, a lot of people are talking about. And that's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. We'll continue with the number 7 item, situation that many people find themselves in weather-wise this week. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, 2 sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Number 7.
Number 7 item this week on the Talk Radio Review focuses on the weather, especially the snowy weather in the Northeast, where there is snow on top of snow. I have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. There is 7 feet. 7 feet of snow, level snow. Never mind the 14-foot and 15-foot piles of snow all over the place. So that's what a lot of people are faced with as they try to clean out this weekend, and there's more snow on the way. Here are talk hosts Matt Pitta and Ed Lambert talking about this week's winter weather that has brought a state of emergency to states like Massachusetts.
I was watching one of the last night, one of the meteorologists in Boston on one of the TV stations, and they had he made an interesting statement. He said, you know, I know that your people are really, you know, distressed by all of this, but he says in terms of a meteorological event that we're in, he said this is extraordinary. He said, and you will never ever see it again. He said this is something that is so rare to have this kind of system. He said it's never happened.
It's just sitting here too. You know, when a weatherman says that though, Maddie, I have a little
happening.
My tongue immediately goes into my cheek, all right, and I'm saying, oh, okay, it'll never happen again. Well, that's good for all of us that are sitting here. And by the way, I don't know. Anybody that decided to take a vacation in the beginning of February, boy, did you hit this one right on the head, huh? Heading on down south or the Bahamas or Florida, anywhere. I mean, even though it might not be the warmest of warm. I spoke to my father-in-law last night down in Florida, and he said, it's getting down in the 50s at night, and it's up to around 76 during the day, but it's been sort of cloudy and overcast. Well, I'd take that in a minute, tell you. Big news in the state of emergency. I'm not sure how we're feeling it across the state. When the governor came out yesterday afternoon and declared a state of emergency, it was very different than closing down the roads for the blizzard of 2015 in January. So I'm trying to figure out in my mind a state of emergency more than anything else. I'm not sure how that translates to people on the road. I know how it translates to transportation in and out of Boston on the transportation, on the T or the buses or the trolleys, which is almost impossible. And I can't imagine trying to have to get into Boston to work today. And when you talk about the people trying to get out of Boston, last night on the 6 o'clock or 6:30 news and the interviews of people at South Station and other way, and they knew that the T is shutting down at 7 o'clock. I mean, you're not going to be able to get down to Quincy. You're not going to be able to get down to Braintree. You're out of you're. What do you do? You're sitting in Boston, and you're going to have to spend the night somewhere.
The state of emergency yesterday had a lot to do with the governor. By doing that, is now able to request. He's asking for equipment, snow removal equipment from other states to come into eastern Massachusetts. So the state of emergency was that was one of the big reasons for that.
Also, other news that affects the climate, 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck a region along the border of Chile and Argentina on Wednesday of this past week. Reports of the quake, which hit at the magnitude of 6.9 first, and then it looked like it was up and down, but a pretty sizable seismological center, if you will.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
Lots of people outraged by the situation in North Carolina, where the Muslim students were murdered this past week. Here's a take on it from radio host Doug McIntyre, who has Bruce Farrell on his program from the North Carolina News Network. They discuss the investigation, including what we know about the shooter and what we know about the victims.
This guy, Craig Hicks, made an appearance in court with showing no emotion whatsoever. But this shouldn't be, this should be a pretty easy case to get to the bottom of, considering that the perpetrator is alive in custody. They have his computers, and they can certainly go through and find out through his hard drive whether or not he did have any kind of particular anti-Muslim animus here. But the reality is that this guy seems to have been just a ticking time bomb. And also sort of goes against the grain. I mean, the first flush is, okay, this is some kind of, redneck nut who didn't like Muslims, the way Joe Stack, the guy who flew his plane into the IRS building in Austin, Texas, a couple years back. The media ran out and tried to hang this on, some kind of right-wing Christian conservative who hated the government, when it turns out the guy was a left-wing lunatic who hated the Catholic Church and wanted socialized medicine. And this guy apparently was a big fan of Rachel Maddow and doesn't fit any particular template for politics.
That's the interesting aspect of this. He doesn't fit a particular template of politics, as you say. He's pro-Second Amendment, but he's also pro-gay marriage. And it's not a question of whether he is going to be charged. He's already been charged with these murders. And as a matter of fact, there's at least one report where he has talked to his wife and has admitted to these murders. But it's just a question of how he's going to be treated by the judicial system, how severe, if he's convicted, and he is still, of course, innocent until proven guilty or until processed by the judicial process, about how he will be punished. Will it rise to the level of a hate crime? That's where the world has caught in. And again, I want to get back to what the U.S. attorney said. I think they were on a direct line with the folks in D.C. to try to make a very clear statement to the world that this was not a situation where there was any coordinated effort to target Muslims, but that this was an isolated incident, whether it will be proved to be a hate crime or whether just a guy who goes crazy because somebody took his parking space. That's yet to be seen.
Bruce, what can you tell us about the victims? Because the profile I saw, they appeared to be pretty remarkable people.
They are indeed, and in fact, one of them, the male involved, Shadi Barakat, age 23, was going to dental school, but he was also involved in trying to send dental supplies and provide help to refugees in the Syrian region. The other two were sisters. He was married to one of them, and they had just gotten married 6 weeks ago. So it was a very happy time for them. They were getting ready to go into the husband and wife were getting ready to go into dental school. The sister just happened to be visiting there. This shooting took place inside their apartment at this rented condominium complex. A lot of graduate students in the area used this condo complex, which was not far from the main campus of UNC Chapel Hill, but actually in Durham, not Orange County, where most of the campus is located. But they were very caring people, a lot of people. The vigil last night, just thousands of people there, and all had their own stories to tell about how they reached out and how they were very caring individuals.
Should this be treated as a hate crime was one of the focuses of people talking about this on the radio, and there certainly is room for opinion on that. You can send an email to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. The essence of the funeral, 5,000 people were there. The shooter strongly opposed to the religion. You look at his Facebook page, you can see dozens of anti-religious posts, proclamations denouncing not only the Islamic religion, but Christianity and Mormonism and various and sundry shots at Jews. It's just the guy was, I don't want to describe him. You can make up your own mind what you think of him. 28 after.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is a review every week. For an hour, we go through the top 10 items according to Talker's research and our research, producers of the Talk Radio Countdown program, staying in touch with what's going on the stations as well. So a quick review as to where we are at this point from number 10 to number 5, number 6. The Brian Williams case is number 1. I don't think there's no surprise there. But let's go back to number 10, which is all about the NBA and sports talk radio. I found it interesting that LeBron's Cavs finally seem to be living up to expectations. The start of the season, not too cool, but he and his supporting cast seem to be playing like championship contenders. A lot of people talking about that as the NBA goes into the All-Star break. Lots of conversation about number 9, the movie 50 Shades of Grey, not seemingly living up to the standards that were expected from the book by
Number 5.
The sanctions that we've imposed on Russia aren't having any effect at all?
Well, they're having the effect of reducing Russia's economy to shambles,
right,
essentially. But they're not slowing down Russia's involvement and aggression in terms of going against the Ukraine. It seems that President Putin is running off of a wave of a nationalist sentiment in Russia. If the numbers can be believed coming out of Moscow, his approval ratings are something like 80%.
So right.
Well, people are being laid off left and right in Russia. There still seems to be this Russian imperialism that keeps growing, and maybe Putin's trying to distract people from the fact that their economy is going in the tank by giving them hopes of a glorious, renewed Soviet empire, so to speak.
What do you think the likelihood is that the United States will eventually send arms to Ukraine?
I think it's pretty strong at this point. I know the president has been very opposed to sending arms in there and getting the U.S. entangled by proxy, essentially, in another crisis overseas. But at this point, it doesn't seem like Putin is listening to anything else. And I know that tensions are very, very, very strong between Obama and President Putin. I mean, they're ice cold relations back to the Cold War days, basically. So it seems as though that's probably going to happen in the weeks to come. If so, the U.S. could send about $1 billion in military aid to the Ukraine, including radar, artillery, munitions, basically anything that could, stop the Russian forces from gaining further access from the east into that country.
Isn't there some kind of big meeting which the United States will not be a part of?
Right, yeah, that's going to be happening in Belarus, and that's going to be between Germany, France, Russia, and the Ukraine. And President Obama will not be in attendance, which is a bit odd. You would think that he would have some stake in the matter, especially if he's considering sending arms to Ukraine. But that could be why he's not going there. Mm-hmm. Angela Merkel has tried to convince the president to just make an adamant stance on whether or not he's going to send arms. She's been talking to him for several days and even over the weekend, but he's not moving on this point. He seems to be listening to his advisors and some lawmakers like Senator John McCain to say it's about time that arms are given to Ukrainian soldiers so they can fight back against pro-Russian separatists.
All right, so that was Talk Show's Charlie Parker talking to correspondent Joe Gomez about the impact sanctions are having against Russia. How likely is it the U.S. will get further involved in Ukraine? Seems to be a matter up in the air. So that's the number five issue or item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Number four.
Lots of people talking about Jon Stewart, who announced this week he was going to leave The Daily Show after 17 years. Matter of fact, here he is explaining what he's going to do.
I would imagine as this show is airing, there may be information out there right now that the audience might not be aware of. So I will just tell you. Doug Herzog, Michelle Gainless of Comedy Central, gave me an incredible opportunity 17 years ago to pilot this wonderful franchise. And 17 years is the longest I have ever in my life held a job by 16 years and 5 months. Thank you. The upshot there being, I am a terrible employee. But in my heart, I know it is time for someone else to have that opportunity. And that. I told you they didn't know. You probably know. Not right away. It's going to be, we're still working out details. I'm up in September. Might be around then. Might be December. Might be July. We're still working out details. I don't have any specific plans. Got a lot of ideas. I got a lot of things in my head. I'm going to have dinner on a school night with my family, who I have heard from multiple sources are lovely people. I'm not going to be here and try and sum up what this place has meant to me over the years, but I couldn't do that. And we have plenty of time, and I've got myriad people to thank, and we'll get to that over time. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. But this show doesn't deserve an even slightly restless host, and neither do you. I don't think I'm going to miss being on television every day. I'm going to miss coming here every day. And this is where I love the people here. They're the best. They're creative and collaborative and kind, and that's alliterative, but it's cheating because it's a K. But you understand what I'm saying. I love them and respect them so much. It's been an absolute privilege. It's been the honor of my professional life. And I thank you for watching it, for hate watching it. Whatever reason you were tuning in for, you get in this business with the idea that maybe you have a point of view and something to express. And to receive feedback from that is the greatest feeling you can ask for. And I thank you.
Number three. Right.
Number three this week, the violence in the Middle East, ISIS at the handle. Here's host Susan Rose with John Zach talking to Howard Ehrenstein, a reporter, about the president going to Congress to authorize military action against ISIS.
President Obama urging Congress to authorize military action against ISIS, yet ruling out a large-scale U.S. ground combat operation reminiscent of Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's all about the word enduring. As the president in his letter to Congress says, this will not authorize any sort of enduring operation. And people up on Capitol Hill want to know what that means. Enduring can last a long time. But this, it's called an AUMF, an authorization for the use of military force, the president says lasts 3 years and gives him the flexibility to do what needs to be done.
Well, how long is it going to take them to figure out what enduring means? Are the lawyers going to be called in here, Howard?
I'm sure everyone will be called in. It's going to take several months. I'm sure they're going to have hearings on the Senate side, on the House side, and we're going to hear everybody's opinion about what that means. It's definitely something that will get to the president's desk eventually. You know, it'll be passed, approved, whatever needs to be done, but it's going to take a while.
It's not just Republicans, but even Democrats on you know, his side are questioning
that's
right?
The problem with it. That's why they put the word enduring in there. You've got Republicans like John McCain who are saying this doesn't provide the president with enough flexibility. He needs to be able to send ground troops there to do the operation that needs to be done. And you've got Democrats saying we don't want to get involved again in a ground war. That would tie up thousands of troops for who knows how long.
And where does Speaker John Boehner fit in here? He made some comments after the president made his proposal. It almost sounded like he said that Republicans might come up with a better strategy.
Well, they're going to debate this. I mean, the president says this is a draft proposal. What Boehner said was he doesn't see a strategy. Well, the president writes in the letter to Congress that this is his strategy. But I think that's an issue that's going to be debated in the weeks ahead.
Is it limited to 3 years or is it looser than that?
No, it's limited to 3 years. The president says, you know, he wants a strategy or at least an authorization that will at least get the new president going. And that president could be a Democrat or it could be a Republican. So, you know, what we're seeing here is really the end of the Obama administration.
What a mess the world is, isn't it? My God, what a mess. Oof, you can think about that and talk about it amongst yourselves. We'll continue with number 2 and number 1 items on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stay tuned for that.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, 2 sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Number two.
Number two item, those who would be king, otherwise known as the presidential prospects for next year. Here's radio host Kevin Miller talking to Vernon Robinson, who comes from the National Draft Ben Carson for President Committee, about how Dr. Carson stacks up against the others who might be his potential GOP rivals.
We're hearing a lot about the big field as far as the GOP. Where does Dr. Carson fit into this?
He fits in as the only guy who can beat Hillary Clinton, because in order to beat Hillary Clinton with the electorate that elected Barack Obama twice, you have to broaden the GOP's base and stay true to conservative principles at the same time. There's several fellows who can do one and several fellows who can do the other, and Dr. Carson is the only one who can do both.
How much of a possibility do you believe that Dr. Carson will run?
Dr. Carson is running. He wouldn't have left Fox News if he wasn't. And I'm not saying that because I get to talk to he or his senior advisors, because the draft Ben Carson for President Committee is an independent super PAC. So we don't get to talk strategy or policy or scheduling or announcements. But his campaign chairman, Terry Giles, the businessman out of Houston, said they would announce an exploratory committee around now, and so I imagine within the week there will be an exploratory committee announced. And we want your listeners to go to www.runbenrun.org and sign up and endorse Dr. Carson for president, and don't wait till the exploratory committee. And, of course, these days when you form an exploratory committee, you're not exploring, you're running.
Well, there are a lot of people that are going to wonder about his lack of experience.
Well, it's true that Dr. Carson hasn't apologized to any world leaders around the world. And it's true that he hasn't voted a single time to raise the debt ceiling and give your grandchildren the bill. And he hasn't voted ever to raise the debt ceiling and raise the debt ceiling and pass a budget that is only balanced, you know, 44 cents on the dollar out of balance. And is only balanced because we borrow money from three groups of people who have utter contempt for the American people. The communist Chinese generals, Middle Eastern sovereign funds, and the board of directors of the Federal Reserve.
All right, there's an interesting overview of that particular candidate. I'm looking at a list of them. Mrs. Clinton on the Democratic side, Joe Biden, Governor O'Malley of Maryland, Brian Schweitzer, former Montana governor, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. Every time I see her name, I really get upset. She is such a horror show. Let's see, on the Republican side, who are the well-known faces? Paul Ryan, a rep from Wisconsin. Let's see here, Governor Bush, Senator Cruz, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Marco Rubio, Governor Scott Walker, Bobby Jindal, John Kasich from Ohio, who actually would be, in my estimation, a pretty good vice presidential candidate. He is I've interviewed him a number of times when he was congressman. He's a good chief executive. Had been pretty quiet. Faces re-election this year in Ohio. Let's see here. Rick Perry, looks like he's interested in knocking around. Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee, New York Representative Peter King. There's another horror show. Donald Trump. And then there's Chris Christie. So they're all rattling around in there. Have you decided, as you hear that list, the one that you're most intrigued by? I like Rand Paul, Frank. I've always thought he would be pretty cool. The rest of them are all, and maybe Scott Walker is pretty interesting. The rest of them are a bunch of nothings. And Senator Warren, I want my hair curls, my teeth chatter when I think about her as president. Good God. All right, well, that's my opinion. It's 51 after the hour.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
And I'm sure you're going to be shocked after listening to the nine preceding stories that the number one story, the fate of Brian Williams. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, I talked to a body language and lie detector expert, Marianne Corinch, about whether she thinks Brian Williams has been lying.
It is a tough spot because he is lying for reasons that all of us lie, except that we pay him to not do that. So, you know, there's a betrayal of trust here that we don't have necessarily when the rest of us are doing the same thing for the same reasons, but it seems a lot more innocent.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. How do you know... I had a long conversation about this on the air last week, as a matter of fact, and it was around the starting of this controversy, I think late in the week, about lying or not telling. I don't even like the word liar. It was one of those words that I heard a lot when I was a kid, and it didn't apply to me. Doing what I do for a living sometimes involves stretching a story, shall we say.
Right.
I guess there's a difference, well, at least in my mind there is, there may not be in other people's minds, between telling a story and maybe making it bigger than it is and you know, saying, did you do that? And you say no, when in fact, yes, you did do it.
Well, there are different types of lies, and when we're talking about Brian Williams, we're talking about lies that are embellishments. And that's why I say that we all do it. There are a lot of times that, you know, normal people will just go a little bit of far afield from the, well, not, I shouldn't say far afield, a little bit away from the truth because they want to. There are three big reasons for that. One is that they want to attract a connection to a person or to people. And in this case, Brian Williams wants to attract his audience. He is adding a little to the story, adding a little pepper to the stew, because he wants to have that, he wants to lock the audience in. He wants to attract the audience. And so that's a normal thing. You know, it's something that people might do on a first date. Just a little embellishment, and it just is a sign of, I want to attract you, so I'm just going to make this a little bit better.
All right. Also this week, talk host Richard Dixon talked to former TV news anchor Roy Wood about Brian Williams, his credibility, and the desire to be, in fact, a part of the story.
Even when you're in other places doing other things, as Brian Williams was on the David Letterman show, you know, you can ruin your credibility just by stretching the truth a little bit. Now, it's funny because, you know, Jimmy Fallon has been taking bits and pieces of Brian Williams' broadcasts for years now, and breaking them up and turning them into rap songs, and they're funny and they're well put together. And that doesn't destroy his credibility. That strikes you as, well, here's a guy who can make fun of himself.
Right, right. That's not a problem.
But the minute you go on and you say, I was in this helicopter that got shot down, suddenly people question everything you say from that point forward. Now, get inside the mind of an anchor, since you were one. Is there a yearning to be a part of the action while you're sitting there throwing to Biff, who's off in Bosnia somewhere getting shot at? Do you look at it and go, geez, you know, he's having all the fun?
No, for me, it was not that. It was quite the reverse, in a matter of speaking, in that when I finally did make it to the anchor desk, it was great because no longer was I the one out there chasing police cars and fire engines and setting up a live shot at 4:30 in the afternoon, knowing I'm stuck there until 6:30 because I've got a live hit in the 5, I got a live hit in the 6, then I got to go back to the station and, you know, write up something for the morning before I even can leave to go home. By the time I leave the station, 5 o'clock anchor is probably at home having a cocktail.
All right, so let's review where we are in terms of the stories for the week of February the 9th to the 13th on the countdown. At number 10, the situation is Sports Talk Radio, which now, because nothing else is going on, is focused on the NBA and the NHL exclusively. Number 9, 50 Shades of Grey, Good, Bad, or Indifferent. Number 8, Bruce Jenner and his life situations. The weather in the Northeast, number 7. The murder of the Muslim students in North Carolina, number 6. Ukrainian unrest and what to do about it, number 5. Jon Stewart out at The Daily Show, number 4. The violence in the Middle East, ISIS, etc., the focus, number 3. Presidential prospects, number 2. And the Brian Williams case, number 1 on the countdown. Brian Williams, number 1 person talked about this week, too. The president's number 2. Mrs. Clinton, number 3. Scott Walker, 4. Kayla Mueller at number 5. We know what happened to her. So that's it, a review of the stories and topics on this week's News Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.